Yes. And I appreciate it.
And what we're talking about, the ball rolling, is on the Joe Tate Scholarship. Scott, tell me a little bit about the idea behind this. Obviously, Joe Tate, a fan of the Cloverleaf schools in that area of Medina County, right?
Sure. So kind of how this developed was Joe Tate lived in the area, Cloverleaf District, for many, many years. And through getting to know him, we really found that he loved the local scene and he loved Cloverleaf School District. Oftentimes you'd hear him say, I'd rather go down to Cloverleaf and catch a game there than go up to Cleveland. And so we actually made that happen last year. He came to a girls' game, and he actually announced the girls and did some of the announcing for the girls' basketball game. And it just blew me away that he knew the players. He knew everything about Cloverleaf basketball. He knew Coach Carm and just how involved he was and how quick he was to just get down there and say, yes, I'll do anything for Cloverleaf. So it was exciting, and it was a really cool time to see, like, everybody kind of looking around going, is that Joe Tate announcing the Cloverleaf girls basketball game? Like, yes it is.
Yeah, and I could chime in there, Bruce. You know, I have a lot of memories of Joe, and certainly of doing high school sports with him, but a memory that happened several times, of course, on the Saturday morning wrap-up show on WEOL, we would always go through the scores to start things off, and boy, if I didn't get that Cloverleaf score in there at the next commercial break, my phone was ringing. Timothy, you didn't let people know about Cloverleaf, you know, and he would always chime in, and he loved the Cloverleaf Colts. He loved the coaches. You know, Scott right there just mentioned Carm, John Carmigiano, the girls' head coach basketball-wise at Cloverleaf, but he loved the Colts. Fall sports, winter sports, spring sports. He was following the Colts all year long.
So, Scott, how did the scholarship come about then?
So, obviously, due to his passing, we were trying to think of a way to memorialize Joe and everything they meant to our community and to the Cleveland area. And through talking with Tim and Barb, who helps me with some of the advertising here, we thought, what better way to recognize a Cloverleaf basketball graduate that kind of embodies everything that Joe was? And so just was an easy call to Tim, and Tim was like, I'm on board all the way. Let's put this together. And it really was pretty easy after that. And I really appreciate Tim and all his help. And we just kind of shared some emails and a couple phone calls, and here we are.
Then you go through the school, or you let them know that the scholarship is available out there, right?
Oh, absolutely. So this first one we kind of put together last minute just because of the timing of everything, but we're going to make it an annual thing. Where we actually go through our school district and it gets announced like during their scholarship day.
So we are here, Scott in studio, Tim also joining us this morning to announce the two winners for the first of the awarding of the Joe Tate Scholarship. So gentlemen, if you'd like to take over and give the presentation.
Well, Scott told me that I am going to be the announcer as far as the recipients are concerned. So we will start on the girls' side, and it's girls' basketball. We mentioned John Carmigiano, the girls' head basketball coach at Cloverleaf, who's just an awesome guy. I had several interactions, with John. You talk about a guy that's immersed in Cloverleaf. He's not just a girls' basketball coach. I think he sells hot dogs at the football games and sweeps the floor at night. Carm is just everything Cloverleaf, and his nomination for the Joe Tate Scholarship certainly is very well deserving. We congratulate Brenna Holiday from Cloverleaf High School. She is the recipient of the Joe Tate Scholarship, and boy, you talk about somebody who really deserves this.
Absolutely.
Varsity basketball, freshman through senior year. Student leadership, freshman through senior year. Drama club, freshman through senior year. National Honor Society, cross country, her freshman and sophomore years, an honor roll student, four sports letters, four academic letters. She's going to graduate magna cum laude. She is just an awesome representation of Cloverleaf student athletes. So congratulations goes out to Brenna Holiday from Cloverleaf. She is the female recipient of the Joe Tate Scholarship.
I give it applause.
That's awesome.
This is great. But there's another. There's one more, right? We got another. There's two of these.
Yes, yes. We're also going to have a boy recipient or a young man recipient, and this also, boy, well-deserving. Jake Trampush from Cloverleaf High School has a 3.0+ GPA, will be attending Hiram College. He was a team captain on the basketball team for the Cloverleaf Colts. But what is really amazing, Jake's story is one that was captured incredibly well by Rick Noland, our good friend from the Medina Gazette. Back in January, he wrote an article. Jake underwent, or went through, I should say, a very serious accident in June of 2017, and really went through some personal and medical battles in recovering from that. Transferred to Cloverleaf his junior year, and really just turned his life around at Cloverleaf, an amazing young man. And as I said, boy, everything that he's been able to accomplish at Cloverleaf is just incredible. So congratulations goes out to Jake Trampush of Cloverleaf High School on the guy side as far as the Joe Tate recipient, scholarship recipient.
Congratulations. And, of course, all the scholarship money that, you know, it helps. Every little bit helps for them,
for sure,
in their education beyond high school. But we congratulate them as being the first awardees of the Joe Tate Scholarship through Cloverleaf High School. Again, with us is Scott Malarkey of Hometown Dental, also online. Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs, joining us. So
yeah, when we looked for candidates to give the scholarships to, these two were such no-brainers. Both coaches, Coach Jack Banks and Coach John Camargiano, were like, we have just the candidates for you. And, you know, sending the emails over to Tim, he got back and was like, yeah, obviously these are two outstanding student-athletes that would exemplify everything that Joe Tate was and is with our community. So couldn't be more proud.
Yep, exciting about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Joe would have been the first to lead the applause that you guys were giving in the studios because Scott, you mentioned Joe loved high school sports. He loved coming out every year and doing games on WEOL. And as you said, he had a real passion for it. He certainly, his heart was with Cloverleaf, but he loved all high school sports. And to hear these stories and to hear, you know, what these two recipients have done, he would have been the first to say, hear, hear. he would have loved it. He would have absolutely loved it. And
so
this is just... this is just a great way to maintain his legacy and certainly honor those that Joe would have loved as student athletes. And Joe was about student athletes, and he loved it. And so this is just terrific and two well-deserving folks from Cloverleaf High School.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We're glad to be a part of it here and get the announcement out there as well. So congratulations to the two awardees of the scholarship as well. And thank you, Tim, for joining us this morning, Scott.
Thank you.
So I need to talk with you just, Scott, briefly on this whole thing. Now you're kind of coming out of this whole year of a pandemic and from the medical field. The last time we went early talked was the point where there was a lot of PPEs that were coming out of what you were doing and going and helping at that particular time. What's the situation these days now with your practice and what's happening there in Hometown Dental and getting people back?
Yeah, so both places, Summers Family Dentistry in Norwalk and Hometown Dental in Seville, kind of business as usual as far as keeping people separated and protected. It's been busy. A lot of people have been going through a lot of stress, so there's been a lot of tooth grinding and...
that's a real thing, right?
Oh, popping crowns off, cracking teeth. So we're trying to do our best to keep up with everyone as best we can, trying to do a good job servicing everyone while we manage and triage those emergencies. So it's been good, but it's been a lot of stress trying to make sure that people get the care that they need as well.
Right. We've heard about the people who are sort of avoiding some things like that, and they need to get in there. You get stuff wrong with your teeth, you're not feeling well, and that could get into other issues that can kind of really affect you on a greater level than just what's happening in your mouth.
Sure. Absolutely. It doesn't get less painful and it doesn't get less expensive. So that's just right. A little tip from the road for you guys.
Right. And we need to see more people smile. We haven't seen people's smiles in a whole year. So now you're put on the spot because everybody's going to make sure that they're going to have a good smile. That's what we want to see. But
absolutely.
We appreciate coming in and giving you the good announcement about the scholarships for the Joe Tate Scholarship for Cloverleaf High School. Appreciate your time.
Thank you to WUL and especially to Tim Alcorn for partnering with us and really helping get this up and going, because it's definitely something that we're going to try to keep going to carry on his honor and everything that he was.
Absolutely. So it's great to keep Joe Tate's memory alive as well, is what we have.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, when's the ping pong balls fall? When does that happen? is that coming?
Yes, actually, it's coming soon. But real quick, I want to thank Scott, because it was Scott who came up with this idea, the Joe Tate Scholarship. And, boy, I didn't have a nanosecond to say, yeah, I'll help you out with that, because it was just a tremendous idea and a tremendous thought from Scott. So, Scott, thank you to you. You were the driving force behind this. And, Bruce, those ping pong balls, June 22nd, the envelopes will be revealed as far as the NBA draft lottery is concerned. So, yes, we had a meeting yesterday down at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Everybody has June 22nd circled on the calendar.
Yeah, did you have an in-person meeting? Was this actually happening? I mean, is this?
We actually did, yes. It felt weird, as you guys just said. We haven't seen each other smile, and not just because of the one loss record. We haven't seen each other smile in a while down at Rocket at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So yeah, it was good to see some smiling faces as we kind of planned out the summer with the Cavs Radio Network and so forth. And yes, a lot of discussion about June 22nd.
Well, you threw out a James Taylor reference there, right? Your smiling face. I saw.
There you go.
Tim, thanks for joining us this morning.
All righty, guys. Scott, again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Scott Malarkey from Hometown Dental, as well as Tim Alcorn joining us again. Brenna Holiday and also Jake Trampush, the two winners of the Joe Tate Scholarship for the first annual Joe Tate Scholarship for Cloverleaf High School.